You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It's Curtains Up on a mini episode of West of Broadway, a celebration of musical theater in Los Angeles. I'm radio host and theater enthusiast Lara Scott, along with celebrity publicist and theater veteran Will Armstrong. And we're talking about a really fun show today, Little Shop of Horrors at the Pasadena Playhouse. It is on through
October 20th.
Fantastic.
And we've already done a fantastic episode where we got to interview George Salazar, who's starring as Seymour. And I get to see the show on the 26th, which I'm super excited about. But we actually sent one of our West of Broadway correspondents to the opening night, and we're going to talk with her, Nikki Diaz World on Instagram, just so you know, follow her. And so we're going to talk to her, and we're going to see what she thought, and then I'll probably come back and talk again. We'll do a third episode on this production.
It's all Little Shop of Horrors from here on out in some way, shape, or form. Yeah, it's a Little Shop podcast. It's a little podcast.
Little Pot of Horrors.
Welcome, Nikki, to West of Broadway.
Yay! Hi!
Well, I was so excited to see that very cute picture of you and your son standing in front of the Pasadena Playhouse when you guys went to this show. How did he like the show?
Well, he's already a big musical theater enthusiast, and he's obsessed with Little Shop.
Cool.
He's watched all the original movies, so he loved the show and actually said that he loved the show better than any of the movies that he's seen.
Aw,
wow, that's very cool.
And how old is he, Nikki?
He's 7.
Oh, that is so cool that he is already like a seasoned theater person and musical kid.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you, Mama.
Yeah.
Raise him
Kudos.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah, he's always my little date.
That's great. Yeah, I do the same thing with my son. That's so funny. Like the moment he turned 6, which is about the age, I think, where they will let kids in, I was like, all right, I have a date now for all these shows because my husband wants nothing to do with it.
Well, Nikki,
he loves it.
Nikki, you had you saw George Salazar, who played Seymour, which we recently interviewed, and he was incredible. And I haven't seen the show yet. I'm seeing it on the 26th, but I'm dying to know, how was he?
He is amazing. I could not. I've heard his name before. I've never seen him in any other show, but I mean, he has this character down. It's just really, really fun to watch him. And then his voice is amazing. I mean, obviously, your voice has to be amazing, right? To be in a in a musical, but his voice is just, I could not get over how amazing his voice was.
He just got off a Broadway run of a hit musical called Be More Chill, where he originated the lead role. And then he came straight out here to take over as Seymour at the Pasadena Playhouse. And so we're thrilled to have him here on the West Coast. And I'm so glad that he is living up to his reputation. Audrey, played by MJ Rodriguez?
She has a beautiful voice as well.
Really?
I never heard her sing before. And I mean, they all have incredible voices, but I think just seeing them, and then our seats were really, I mean, if you don't have a bad seat at the Pasadena Playhouse, but we're right there up front and center. And it was just, it was magical watching everyone perform, and they each held their own, and they all, you know, they shined up there, and it was just amazing to watch. And they just all have their beautiful, unique voices, and I don't know, it was incredible. I actually am considering going and watching it again.
Cool.
That is high praise.
It so much.
Did you have a favorite part of the show?
I think when George and MJ sang Suddenly Seymour, I think that was my favorite part of
Very
the show.
Cool.
Their voices together are amazing.
That is so good to hear. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And so were you a fan of the television show Glee?
Yes, I was.
So how trippy was it to see Amber Riley as the plant?
I actually thought it was pretty cool because, you know, sometimes we see Audrey too played by a man, by a male. So to see her do it and have like a different take on it and to kill it how she did was also pretty amazing. And I liked it a lot, and I could still appreciate the character even though it was a woman singing it. Like,
yeah,
she has an amazing voice. And her character really shined through as well because she just put her own spin on it. So it was really cool. It was fun. Everything about it was awesome. It went by way too fast, in my opinion, because we had so much fun.
That's so great. Yeah. And then, so you would recommend this if somebody has a child, 6, 7 years old, it's probably okay for them as long as they're kind of into musical theater, right, and can sit there for a couple hours?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. I think that age is fine, like 7, 8 years old. Obviously, Kai's a little bit more, it might be a little bit more into it than other kids, but I mean, it's fun to watch. You're seeing, you know, all the puppeteering and how they do everything. It's very, it holds your attention. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so I always get nervous when I'm with my son and it's a very quiet show. Like, I'm afraid he's going to whisper a question at that moment.
You know, just I had to shush mine a couple times because he was singing along. He knows all the words.
That's so cute.
I'm like, this isn't a sing-along. Maybe next time. Maybe they should consider doing a sing-along version.
Pasadena Playhouse, if you're listening, Nikki Diaz with a brilliant idea. Yes, wouldn't that be fun? Like a sing-along little shop.
It would be so fun.
That's so great. And now, did you guys have dinner beforehand or do any like fun family things in the area?
We had dinner across the street at the Stand before.
Oh, nice.
And it's directly across the street. And they actually have like a little chop shop salad, which is like an ode to a little shop, which is kind of cool. I didn't have the salad, though. I had a big burger and we had grilled cheese and french fries and everything. And then we just walked right across the street for the show. It was pretty awesome.
That's perfect. Dinner and a show. What's better than
that?
Yeah. And no growling stomachs.
We met George after. My son got to meet George after the show. We waited.
We
took a picture and they got to talk a little bit. And yeah, it was very exciting for him. He loved it. And of course, I loved watching all that interaction. So it was really cool. Oh, he met Amber Riley as well.
Awesome.
I bet they were so excited to see him. We have to rename you the Musical Mama.
Yeah.
I think. It has to be your correspondent name.
We're planning our next one. I got to see when the next one we're going to see. I think I'm going to take him to watch Hamilton. We'll see.
Yes.
Definitely.
And you know what? If he ever wants to be on the podcast, that would be great to get like your point of view and his point of view. So,
as
you guys go to see things, please keep us posted. And, you know, again, we'll mention your Instagram, Nikki Diaz World, on social media so we can keep up with all of your adventures. And, Nikki, thank you so much for joining us on West of Broadway.
Thanks,
Nikki.
Awesome review.
Thank you so much.
Larry, you have the coolest friends.
Thank you. Well, you're one of my friends, Paul,
I know.
So yeah.
that was a hidden compliment. I just slid in there. No, but I mean, it's just like I've met so many nice people that, theater just, I think, attracts nice people.
Yeah, I was going to say, I keep the crazy ones away. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I keep them away from you. No, they're all nice. But it is really fun. You know, thanks to social media, I get to keep up with everybody's adventures, and I can see when people are going to see things. I'm like, that person would be great to talk about this. That'd be really fun to bring them on because, you know, as we say, we want to go see every show. But
And I will say it's super cool to be able to interview, like, the lead of a musical or a show or something like that. But to get a firsthand account of a patron and, like, what they thought, I feel like that's really valuable information.
Yeah, and they were so nice to her son. What a beautiful moment. So if you haven't listened to the episode with George Salazar, this is the perfect time to do that and binge all the episodes. We appreciate you joining us. And you can find me on social media at Lara Scott Media.
And I'm Will Armstrong, PR, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And I'll be doing stories from the Pasadena Playhouse on the 26th. So.
Are you doing a takeover?
You're just going to take it over your own Instagram. I will be at that stage door to see George and Amber and MJ and
Pasadena Playhouse. After you take the idea for the sing-along, let Will do a takeover on your Insta stories, please. So, yes, if you're looking for us, you can find us in Pasadena or
just west of Broadway.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.